Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. It's our time for a weekly visit with Diana West, the extraordinary longtime syndicated columnist who now blogs brilliantly at dianawest.net. Diana, it's so good to catch up with you. Thank you very much for taking some time. You've been writing magnificently at dianawest.net, and I want to talk with you about a couple of your recent pieces.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Frank.
So one of them is about something that you described as somersaulting in synchronization, which has an interesting historical reference behind it, as does much of your work. Talk a little bit about it, if you would.
Yes, well, the phrase comes from Supreme Court Justice Robert Jackson back in the 1950s, and he was discussing the difference between the Communist Party in America and any other political party that could possibly exist across our spectrum, namely referring to the fact that the Communist Party in the USA and other countries is under discipline from Moscow, is acting under orders, has secret proceedings, has absolute fealty to a foreign power in order to destroy our own. And in the course of this discussion, he was talking about how there was always evidence of this because you could watch the Communist Party members and their fellow travelers in the United States, particularly in the 1930s and 40s, in his phrase, somersaulting in synchronism, as they would shift their own policies here in the United States according to whatever line was set by Moscow, which shifted back and forth in their opposition to the Nazis, then their alliance with the Nazis, and then their, again, opposition. So, in other words, he was watching this happening and then discussing this as somersaulting in synchronism. I brought it back when I was watching our the left in America today, the media, the political spectrum that goes across the establishment, somersaulting in synchronism in terms of their own sudden discovery of Russia as an enemy, as something that is to be feared or to be discovered as an enemy to be investigated in relation to the Donald Trump election. And so this is what came to me. Where were these people for the past 100 years is my basic question. Now we see them snapping to in a very orchestrated fashion, which leads me to ask a lot of other questions.
Yeah. One of the things that strikes me about that, Diana, is not only the synchronization, perhaps, or the party discipline, not necessarily controlled by Moscow at the moment, but certainly controlled by the sort of left leadership, is the selectivity of their concern. But as I was talking about earlier in the program with Stephen Blank, there's a very dangerous nuclear buildup going on in Russia and threats against us and our allies that are very real, and yet they're getting no attention. There's violations of arms control agreements by the Russians, and that's getting no attention. So what do you make of the fact that this is so narrowly focused? Does that simply reinforce your point that this has to do with politics, not an underlying awakening to a danger they
misperceived?
Yes, or
concern. Yes, not a genuine concern. I think it's a gigantic act of deflection. And when you bring up the extremely concerning nuclear buildup by the Russian military, you have to also add into that the transfer of 20-25% of American uranium stocks that took place during the Obama years, and one of the approving departments of the United States government was Hillary Clinton's State Department. And thanks to Peter Schweizer, we know that many of the affiliates of that company, Uranium One, were massive contributors to the Clinton Foundation to the tune of $145 million. And the other piece of it, just very quickly, is the Skolkovo project, which is a massive tech transfer from the West to Russia outside of Moscow in this area known as Skolkovo that is a very much an Obama-Clinton project, and it continues to this day.
And I guess I would just be remiss in not noting that in addition to all of this, we're talking about a country that has been able to utilize the left as part of their efforts to undermine this country for decades. And nobody has documented that better, by my lights at least, than you have, Diana, in your terrific book, American Betrayal. So I just wanted to say this is a tremendously important insight, and I think we lose sight of it as a direct result of this act of deflection at our extreme peril. Diana West, let me ask you about one other topic that you've turned to recently in your writings at dianawest.net, and that is the issue of the forgery, it would appear, of a birth certificate by President Obama. Now, this is a highly radioactive topic. Nobody knows that better than you, I think, though I myself have been accused of being a birther for even asking questions about it. I do want you to give us a quick sense of what Joe Arpaio, in I guess perhaps his final press conference as sheriff of Maricopa County in Arizona, has laid before us, and that really I think deserves some additional scrutiny. Talk about it.
Yes. Well, this is a continuation of something I titled some years ago, The Silence of the Lapdogs, which would be discussing the media and the political, again, across the political spectrum, the political establishment, the elected officials with a sworn duty to defend and uphold our Constitution, who have decided there is absolutely nothing to see in an online PDF on the White House website that various experts have looked at and ascertained to be fraudulent. And in this last go-round of Sheriff Joe Arpaio's cold case posse, which I think is a historic entity, in that it is the only elected official law enforcement body that has had the courage and the determination to follow this investigation where it leads. And I wrote up a piece calling it Xmas for Truth Seekers, Arpaio's Cold Case Posse Update, if people would like to read and watch the press conference in its entirety, because it has not been covered. It's an hour long, and the media treatment of it is disgraceful. It is simply not telling what they discovered. And in a nutshell, they had two sets of experts, document experts, forensic digital experts, examining this online PDF.
One of whom, as I understand it, was actually an Obama voter, not once but twice.
Absolutely correct. And they were given evidence from the cold case posse to examine what the posse came up with. It was evidence of 9 points of forgery. And both sets of document examiners concluded that it is indeed evidence of document fraud.
Okay, so what does that mean, Diana West, put very bluntly, if they are correct about that, what would it basically drive you to as a conclusion?
Well, the very first conclusion is that the White House, President Obama, approved the release to the public, to the American public, to the world, a document that is a forgery. That is the conclusion. Now, that conclusion leads to many, many, many other questions, beginning with, why would they do that? Who did this? How did President Obama become involved in such a thing? And on and on. The birther argument is one of these red herrings that tries to transfer the entire question of whether this document is true into a theory of where Barack Obama was born or was not born. All manner of questions that are not being entertained by Sheriff Joe Arpaio's cold case posse, or even myself, in terms of my coverage of the various challenges to this document that have been going through the courts, particularly in the 2012 election cycle. It is absolutely the same as calling someone a red baiter for trying to discuss the fact of communist infiltration of the United States government and related institutions.
Or an Islamophobe for uncovering another example of foreign control of a party in this country, namely the Muslim Brotherhood. Diana, so much more to talk about. We will be doing so, I know, each week in 2017 with your grace. And I appreciate so much all that you've done to contribute to our programs this year. Thank you. Keep it up and have a great new year, and we'll talk with you early on in it. Next up, Faith McDonald joins us. We'll talk with her a bit about South Sudan and Christian genocide and more.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.